You're listening to SBS News.
KidSafe Victoria has launched a campaign to try to prevent children becoming trapped in cars. As Australia's increasingly hot summer continues, parents are being warned it's never safe to leave a child alone in a car. Dr. Cathy McAdam is the head of general paediatrics at Monash Children's Hospital in Melbourne. She says the danger cannot be underestimated.
It's very dangerous for children to be stuck in a car that's closed because they can get very hot and they can get dehydrated. This can lead to serious illness and even death. So it's very important to get your kids out of the car and make sure they're not locked in there for an extended period.
There are a number of myths about what happens inside a parked car left in the sunshine, and they're all potentially deadly. Deaths from heat stroke can happen even when cars are parked in the shade, and winding the car windows down a few centimetres has little or no effect on the temperature inside. It doesn't matter what colour the seat upholstery is, and large cars heat up just as quickly as small cars. Jason Chambers from KidSafe explains that people often fail to realise how hot it can get inside a car and how quickly it can become a death trap.
The temperature inside a parked car can be anywhere from 20 to 30 degrees hotter than the outside temperature. So if we think about a warm summer day, it can be well over 60 degrees, and that temperature rise occurs the majority within the first 5 minutes. So it happens really, really quickly. And even on a more mild day, it can reach dangerous temperatures really quickly, particularly for young children.
Although this KidSafe campaign is based in Victoria, the issue of children getting locked inside cars is a nationwide issue. Dimitri Vlahomitros is a road safety expert with NRMA, which is based in the ACT and New South Wales. She says often children end up getting locked in a car by mistake.
The NRMA rescues about 2,000 children locked in cars each year, and they're mostly accidental cases. You know, parents call us often. They've accidentally locked their kids in the car, they've loaded the car up full of shopping, and closed all the doors, and the car has accidentally locked themselves.
Ms. Vlahomitros says in those cases, NRMA identifies the nearest personnel who drop whatever they're doing and race to get the children out of the car as soon as possible. Dr. McAdam says it's important to get a child out of the car as quickly as possible.
A child has difficulty regulating their own temperature because they can't necessarily maintain their body temperature in the same way as an adult can regulate it by sweating. So it's very important that we don't put them in that situation so that they don't overheat.
KidSafe's Jason Chambers says it's surprisingly easy to overlook a baby.
It can be easy to forget a sleeping baby who's in a rear-facing child restraint, and that's where parents can look at doing some things like leaving a bag in the back that they might need as a reminder that they do have a child with them, and a reminder to check the back seat before they get out of the car.
In recent weeks, there have been a number of cases where children have died after being left in a car. In some Australian states and territories, if you leave a child unattended and he or she gets sick or injured, you can be charged with a criminal offence. Dimitri Vlahomitros says while the vast majority of their cases are parents who've accidentally locked their children in a car, there are just a few cases where that isn't so.
If you happen to be in a shopping centre and you see a child that's, you know, by themselves in a car, you should contact the authorities, contact 000, and they will talk you through. If the child is visibly distressed, they will talk you through what you need to do.
But she says in most of the cases NRMA is called to, the situation is resolved with no injury to the child, though the parents may need calming down.
When we get there, the parents are more upset than the children. They've realised what they've done. We're calming down the parent as opposed to calming down the children.
Cathy McAdam says she would like to see parents have a safety plan in place.
Parents are really busy. No parent intends to harm their child. What I'm keen to see is that every parent thinks about how they can have a safety plan to ensure that their child is never left in the car. Talk to other parents about it, because parents come up with some of the best ideas and share with each other practical ways.
Parents should also remember to lock their cars at home while the children are outside it, just in case they manage to get in by themselves, and lock the door behind them. Alan Lee, SBS News.